This is the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. It's Thursday evening, April 23rd, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news. Kyberd Power Solutions and Movex Innovation have joined forces to provide mobile power solutions for defense and commercial applications. The commercial applications, this collaboration will integrate Hybrid's Spark platform with Movex Innovation's electric equipment platform, offering a flexible and transportable power solution for various industries. The partnership aims to deliver a cleaner, quieter, and more efficient alternative to traditional mobile generator systems, enhancing operational capabilities in field applications. Germany wants 8 million EVs on its roads by 2030. Germany aims to have nearly 8 million electric vehicles on its roads by 2030, based on sales forecasts from major automakers. The estimate, provided by Now GmbH in collaboration with the Transport Ministry, indicates a shift towards mass electric vehicle adoption. This news is significant for companies like Ferrari NV, as the market moves towards sustainable transportation solutions. Mobots are reshaping the renewable energy landscape. Automation is reshaping the renewable energy landscape, with robots now handling tasks from construction to maintenance. Advances in AI and specialized hardware allow energy companies to delegate hazardous or time-intensive work. As robotic technology expands across the sector, questions arise about the future of employment. Companies like GeoSolar Technologies Inc. may consider incorporating automation. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Federal judge halts Trump policies blocking wind and solar projects. A federal judge has halted Trump policies that were hindering wind and solar projects in the U.S. The injunction comes after complaints that these actions were hindering the development of renewable energy projects nationwide. Companies like Tesla Inc., with interests in the solar industry, will be closely monitoring the main lawsuit for potential implications.
EV sales surge 51% in Europe in March 2026. Electric vehicle sales in Europe surged by 51% in March 2026, reflecting a significant shift in consumer preferences towards sustainable transportation. The increase in electric car sales compared to last year indicates a growing trend towards eco-friendly vehicles. This rise is expected to benefit companies like Lucid Motors, encouraging further innovation in the EV sector. AN Newsbreaks, American Fusion Inc., positioned at center of AI-driven energy demand surge, alongside major industry players. American Fusion is emerging as a key player at the intersection of artificial intelligence and energy infrastructure, focusing on scalable aneutronic fusion solutions to meet surging electricity demand. Operating alongside industry leaders like NextEra Energy, Duke Energy, GE Vernova, and Tesla, they highlight a shift towards advanced power systems supporting digital infrastructure. For more information, visit AmericanFusionEnergy.com.
The Undrilled Basin Thesis: How Greenland Energy Company is advancing a 2 million acre Arctic opportunity. Greenland Energy Company is advancing a 2 million acre Arctic opportunity in East Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. With rights to up to 70% working interest, the company aims to tap into an estimated 13 billion barrels of recoverable oil. Stampede Drilling, Halliburton, Descanet, and IPT Well Solutions are on board for the 2026 drilling campaign. This untapped basin presents a rare frontier opportunity for investors seeking technical risk and optionality.
Energy constraints emerging as a critical factor in sustaining AI expansion. Energy constraints are emerging as a critical factor in sustaining AI expansion. As AI systems grow, the computational requirements needed to train and run them are triggering a sharp rise in electricity consumption, straining existing infrastructure. American Fusion TM Inc. is positioning itself at the crossroads of advanced energy development and future infrastructure to address this issue alongside major players in the industry.
Mining news breaks. Energy Fuels Inc., NYSE, and last month, I am committed to rescue Over and Definition Products. 1 million plus 105, co-founder and B21. Energy Fuels Inc., NYSE, American, NYSE, American, NYSE, American, NYSE, American Use Inc. Products. Energy Fuels Inc. has scheduled a conference call for May 7th, 2026. At 9:00 a.m. Mountain Time to discuss its quarter one financial results. The call will be led by management, followed by a Q&A session. Participants can join via Rapid Connect registration, operator-assisted dial-in, or a live webcast. A replay will be available until May 14th.
Generation Uranium announces filing of comprehensive 43101 report on YAF project. Generation Uranium Inc. announces the filing of a comprehensive 43101 report on the YAF project in Nunavut, Canada. The report highlights the project's potential, including historical drill holes with anomalous radiation readings and advanced targets. With a focus on modern geophysics and refining targets, the company aims to advance the project towards uranium discovery. For more information, visit generationuranium.com.
Supercloud Energy partners with Gaia Eco Developments to establish Gaia Pod Manufacturing and Sodium Ion Battery Facility in Missouri. Supercloud Energy has part and will now understand what the difference between in-cell and sodium ion battery facility is likely to be released. Supercloud Energy partners with Gaia Eco Developments to establish a performance manufacturing and sodium ion battery facility in Missouri. This collaboration will create a global hub for energy innovation, showcasing advanced technologies and sustainable practices. The facility, located within Gaia's Eco Development Campus, will produce SuperCloud's cutting-edge energy storage systems and GPOD platforms, demonstrating the potential for reliable, zero-emission power at scale.
Charbonne announces the signing of a 3-year UHP oxygen supply contract with a strategic American customer, strengthening its presence in the United States. Charbonne Corporation has signed a 3-year UHP oxygen supply contract with a strategic American customer, solidifying its presence in the United States. This agreement strengthens their relationship with the UHP client, ensuring a consistent supply of UHP oxygen for critical industrial operations. CEO Dave Gagnon highlights the significance of this deal, emphasizing Charbonne's commitment to becoming a key player in UHP industrial gases in North America.
China maintains dominance over rare earths, but Western-aligned companies are stepping up. The recently launched Sprott Rare Earths ex-China ETF focuses exclusively on companies operating outside of China, providing exposure to the rare earth materials industry while avoiding Chinese companies. This ETF is part of Sprott's expanding suite of critical materials ETFs, offering investors a way to navigate geopolitical risks associated with Chinese production.
AN News Breaks, American Fusion Inc. featured in AN Newswire editorial on AI-driven energy demand by AN Newswire.
The article highlights the strain AI computing puts on global energy infrastructure and American Fusion's focus on a neutronic fusion and advanced energy systems for data centers. For more info, AN Newswire editorial on IAN Newswire. After adding this article in the AI, you worry about content from content editors.
Grain Energy Breaks. American Fusion Inc. advances Texitron platform with expanding patent portfolio and strategic initiatives. American Fusion Inc. continues to expand its patent portfolio for the Texitron Fusion platform with around 280 filings in progress and plans for 300 more. The company is preparing for regulatory milestones, including a Q1 2026 Form 10Q, potential Frankfurt Stock Exchange listing, and ongoing Delaware litigation defense. These initiatives aim to position AMFN for commercialization and partnerships in the energy market.
Prism Market View spotlights 8 public companies driving the clean economy on Earth Day 2026. Prism Market View highlights 8 public companies driving the clean economy on Earth Day 2026. These companies cover power generation, storage, electric mobility, charging, electric aviation, and environmental remediation. From Bloom Energy to Joby Aviation, these firms are making strides in advancing the clean energy sector. Learn more at prismmarketview.com.
UGI upgrades beginning next week in Dixon City. UGI Utilities will start system upgrades in Dixon City on April 27th, aiming to enhance safety and reliability. The project offers an opportunity for homes and businesses to switch to natural gas. UGI Utilities, serving over 760,000 customers, remains committed to providing efficient utility services. For more details, visit UGI.com.
CBL International Limited acquires majority stake in Green Marine Energy Holdings Limited. CBL International Limited has acquired a 50.5% majority stake in Green Marine Energy Holdings Limited, expanding its sustainable fuel material trading business in Malaysia. This move aims to support the sustainable aviation fuel, SAF, and biofuel industries. GMH operates feedstock trading for SAF and biofuels, along with ship biofuel supply and traditional bunkering services in Malaysia. The acquisition aligns with global ESG considerations and regulatory requirements in the maritime and aviation sectors.
Overwhelming shareholder support at 2026 annual meeting, Scandium Canada enters the year fully funded to advance PFS, drilling campaign, and Alscal Oil's qualification. Scandium Canada Limited announces overwhelming shareholder support at the 2026 annual meeting, fully funding their PFS, drilling campaign, and Alscal Oil's qualification. With $15 million in cash and $6.90 million in non-dilutive funding, the company is well-positioned for a 12-month work program focused on key catalysts. All resolutions passed with strong majorities, including unanimous support for the 6 directors. The company enters 2026 with a clear focus on execution.
NEN releases AI program for monitoring global hunger risks. The United Nations World Food Program, WFP, has unveiled Hunger Map Live, an AI program to monitor global hunger risks. This tool aims to revolutionize responses to food crises by providing early warnings and real-time data. As technology advances, companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are developing more advanced solutions. Stay tuned for updates on this groundbreaking initiative.
Investor News Breaks, Olenox Industries receives NASDAQ delinquency notice for late Form 10K filing. Olenox Industries has received a delinquency notice from NASDAQ for failing to file its Form 10K for the year ended December 31, 2025. The company has until June 22, 2026, to submit a plan to regain compliance or file the report, with a possible extension of up to 180 days. Olenox is working to address the deficiency and maintain listing compliance.
Jacksonville Turf Firm confirms 100% PFAS-free product catalog. Jacksonville Contractor, Sports Turf Northeast Florida, has officially launched a PFAS-free artificial turf installation service for residential and commercial properties in Jacksonville, Florida. The company's product catalog now exclusively features synthetic turf products verified to be free of per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, addressing a crucial environmental and safety concern in the local market. SunFinityPower.com reports first-year savings over $1,200 for some customers. SunFinityPower.com reports that some New England homeowners are seeing over $1,200 in year one solar savings. The company's 2026 Solar Savings Initiative aims to help homeowners in Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Connecticut understand available solar incentives before potential shifts in regulations. By offering personalized solar savings reports based on actual utility data, SunFinityPower.com is assisting homeowners in making informed decisions about solar adoption. I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.